Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so glad you're joining me today. It's going to be a great time sharing about the freedom found in God's Word. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis. It's always a joy for me to welcome Chrissy
yes,
into the set.
Yes, ma'am. It's Studio C. And that's guess right. what? Happy 4th of July.
Yes, what yes. a great day. We love celebrating about freedom.
We sure do. There's so much freedom found in Jesus. And that's right. a glorious life right there.
It totally is it free. Is. You know, it's wonderful that Jesus came to set us free. He says yes. that we'll know the truth and it will make us free.
Yes.
So when you know the truth of God's Word, no matter what situation you are in life, you really have a true freedom that can't even really be described, but it comes from God.
Oh, I love it so much. And you know, here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries, everything we do is so that people can realize their freedom found in Jesus. And people are doing that each and every day when they're watching our daily content, when they follow us on social media. And I have a great, glorious story right here to share.
I love to hear them.
It's always so fun. It says, "Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for restoring life in us believers, and we claim victory and freedom. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy Duplantis and the whole ministry for spreading the gospel of truth throughout the world." I love those key words, freedom, truth, victory, all good things.
It is so good. And you know, pretty soon we have a conference coming up. Actually, it's next week.
Yes, it is.
It's and it's clean. Really about, you know, when we know Jesus, it really frees us to dream again.
I love
it
that.
It frees us to realize that we can go forward and pursue the vision that God has
yes,
placed
ma'am.
In our heart.
So good.
And that's what this conference is all about.
Yes.
We love seeing people come together and getting seeing their hearts getting ignited
it's
with
fun.
Vision again or restored, and some of them have laid it aside. Mm-hmm. But this is what it is. It's we have a freedom to serve God and to pursue the vision mm-hmm. that He has put in our heart.
I love it. It's coming up. It's the Visionary Conference.
That's right. The dates are July the 10th. That's Thursday night at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 11th. We have two services on Friday. That's at 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. And it's right here at JDM International Headquarters in the New Orleans area, a little suburb called Destrehan,
yeah.
little French town. But registration is free, but you can go to jdm.org still to register. And just know that we're waiting for you. We're preparing for you.
We're ready.
We've been praying for you. Ooh. We believe that this will be a week that'll impact your life eternally.
Yeah, and you'll find freedom here. I'll tell you what, when you drive on the grounds and you walk into that sanctuary, some people run in there to get their seat, you feel the freedom. It's just absolutely amazing. Chains are broken. People are set free. And like Pastor Kathy, like you were saying, the vision is sparked and ignited, just like the fireworks going off tonight.
Yeah, there'll be some fireworks in the house.
It sure will be.
This week and next week, fireworks in the house at JDM
so
International
excited.
At the Sanctuary of Covenant Church.
Yes.
We're all so excited.
I know. It's going to be wonderful. So make plans and be here. It's great to watch online, but come and be a part of it.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. We love it. And there's nothing like being in New Orleans.
That's
so even
right.
make time to come early, maybe stay late because Jesse will be preaching on the Sunday morning as well.
That's right.
And you can enjoy some great food and enjoy the city
Ooh, yes,
of
indeed.
New Orleans.
Make
Hallelujah.
Plans. Get some beignets.
Yes.
It's always good stuff.
Well, you know, today God put it upon my heart to study a chapter that's from my newest book mm-hmm. called The Power of Prayer
yes.
because in it, in chapter 2, I talk about the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of you have already gotten this book. It's been out since like
yes.
March,
Oh, yes,
it been?
Ma'am. It's been an amazing tool for people to discover that you can have a prayer life that's effectual, that you can just go before the throne boldly and ask what you will of the Lord and that He'll do it for you because He's a good Father.
He is. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that, you know, God led me to one of these chapters in here. I talk about the freedom that,
yes.
The importance of prayer, but and how our forefathers here that's established our nation of the United States mm-hmm. of America understood the importance of prayer.
Yes.
And that's why I thought it would be a great thing for us to study today, because it's important that you know what's available to you as a believer. You mm-hmm. know, I remember that when I first discovered that I can actually pray mm-hmm. and change my life situation, that really was a true freedom
yes.
that I had never really experienced before. I just coasted along in life, and mm-hmm. I didn't even understand the Word of God. I mean, I grew up Catholic, but mm-hmm. I really didn't pay attention to any of that. But I remember when I listened to Billy Graham on TV and I prayed the prayer of salvation, my whole life changed. And I realized that I could pray and the life that I had, I knew that God had a plan for our lives.
I
knew my husband needed to get born again as mm-hmm. well. My heart went out to my family. And then when I realized that I could pray and change my situation, that really brought true freedom. I didn't
yes.
feel like I was a victim.
That's right.
I felt like I was walking toward victory instead.
That's right. I love that. And to just know that you're coming before the Creator of the universe and that He wants to hear from you.
That's so good.
It's just so exciting, and it really motivates you to talk to God. Because you and Boss often say, Brother Jesse, he says that prayer is the language of God.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing to think
about.
It is.
In fact, prayer has been defined as communication with God. Mm-hmm. And throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus demonstrated the importance of staying in constant communication with his Father. It was recorded in the Gospels how he went alone to pray. Even after ministering to thousands feeding the multitudes, he would go up in the mountain alone to pray. And so because prayer was his lifestyle, Jesus always knew where he was going, and he knew what to say and what to do when he got there. And through his example, we know that the most important thing that we need to know about prayer is that we need to do it.
That's right.
And so people like to hear maybe teaching about prayer, listen to songs about prayer, but it's important that you pray.
You actually need to
actually pray.
Yes.
And that's so good. You know, and in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 is the basis for this chapter in the book. So it's a teaching that I had given years ago, but I wrote it in oracle form for you. And then later it became part of this book.
That's so good.
Because it was like in our Covenant magazine years ago.
That's right.
Because the principles of prayer are so timeless.
Oh, they are.
And so I want you to catch hold of this today, because God has a great plan for your life, and you're going to be a part of it. You're going to be a participator in your life, not just a spectator, because you're going to go to God in prayer and see things change.
I'm excited. I always love doing these little studies with you, Pastor Kathy, because it motivates me to keep talking to Jesus.
Amen.
It's so important. Sometimes we let life just get in the way, or we get too busy and we forget about that. But making prayer a priority is what we need to do to continue to live gloriously.
That's right. And even Jesus, when he was on the earth, did this. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 in the Amplified says, in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up definite, special petitions for that which he not only wanted but needed, and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was always able to save him out from death. And he was heard because of his reverence toward God, his godly fear, his piety, in that he shrank from the horrors of separation from the bright presence of the Father. Isn't that a powerful verse of Scripture?
Really beautiful.
That really describes his attitude toward prayer. Notice that the Word doesn't say that Jesus' prayer was heard because he was the Son of God. It says that his prayer was heard because of his reverence toward God. And God hears us when we pray too as well, when we reverence him, when we go before him. In fact, Jesse just recently preached a message at the church on Father's Day.
Yes, he sure did.
And he talked about how I approach God. And one of the four things was, I approach him with God's holiness.
Yes.
You recognize that God is holy and you honor him. You reverence his holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, I love it. It was a great message. And you can go back and watch that. First, watch this, of course.
Of course.
Then go back and watch it on our JDM app and all of our social media platforms. And I just love when Brother Jesse speaks about holiness, because in the model prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, that's what Jesus did. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
That's
so before you even ask of anything, just give him the glory, the honor,
so
the praise that he deserves. And once you start rolling in that, everything just becomes easy.
Yeah, that's like the access point. It like opens the windows. In fact, when you come into his courts, it says, come to his courts with praise and thanksgiving.
Yes.
So when you enter his presence, realize that you may not see him physically, but when you purpose to get before him, you're actually, he's always with you. Never leaves you or forsakes you.
Ooh, it's
powerful. But you recognize the fact that he's with you and near you. And then he will give you the words to say, the words to pray. It'll come out of your heart because you've spent time just in his presence. Sometimes you just need to get quiet before the Lord. You don't even start always talking and making demands. You know, if every time I saw Jesse, I would just say, hey, I want A, B, C, and D, and then leave.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of relationship would that be?
Not a good one.
why would he want to do anything for me?
There's no fellowship there,
right?
There's no relationship. And that's good to even practice, like you said, in your marriages and parents and children. If just bringing that love forth, that's what needs to happen.
I love that. Really, it's a model. Our relationship with the Father that we saw Jesus have with his Father should be a model for us on how we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father as well as with everybody on the earth.
That's right.
If we do unto others as we would have them do unto us, that's an honor position.
Yeah, it is.
That's a position where there's freedom, really, to connect and to really hear from someone. So often when we talk to people, we're waiting for them to finish talking so we can talk.
Yeah. You know what I think? Yeah. It's like, okay.
All right. We don't want to be a last word freak. We want to listen. We want to be sensitive to one another so we can really hear.
That's right.
I think when we purpose to hear what people are saying, God will help us to see even a deeper level. Because sometimes people say something, but that's not really what they're thinking. There's another level back there.
This is better than any therapy session. I'll tell you what, the Word of God really helps us in everything.
I know, I love it. And you know, This is so important because when America was begun, the people that God raised up to lead America knew the importance of praying for our nation. In fact, George Washington was the first president of the United States. We all know this. Mm-hmm. But he was a man that was known to be committed to prayer.
That's right.
In the early days of the Republic, I read this years ago and wrote this down. A stranger once asked how he could distinguish Washington in the crowd of Congress. And he was told, you can easily distinguish him when Congress goes to prayer because Washington is always the gentleman who kneels.
Wow.
And we even have a picture, a framed print in our office. I forget where it's at right now, but I know I've seen it
walking around where
Washington is kneeling in prayer. And that was that's a great witness considered the highest in the land, took a position of kneeling, representing that he's humble before God, recognizing that God is the one really who is over our nation.
Yes, what a leader. I mean, when I see that photo, well, that picture, that print, and I actually got a copy from my dad. His birthday is July 3rd, so we always celebrate on the 4th, so happy birthday, Dad. we got him that for his birthday. It's hanging in his office, too.
Wonderful.
And it's just a beautiful reminder that leaders pray. True leaders know who their Heavenly Father is, and they come boldly before the throne of grace with everything. I mean, we're talking about nations and wars and rumors of wars and big deals. So who do you go to? You go straight to God.
That's so true. And it's true when you're a leader of a nation, a business, or a family, or whatever station you are in life, God has to be first and we go to Him. In fact, Washington's private secretary said that he accidentally witnessed the president's private morning and evening devotion. And he saw him in a kneeling posture with an open Bible before him. And he said that he believed that such was Washington's daily practice and accustomed to going to his library at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that's early.
For devotions. That's commitment.
Yeah, it sure is. That takes devotion right there.
Yeah, and a strong commitment to prayer is essential in this life. It's essential to your success.
It sure is.
It's the only way that you're really going to understand the freedom that comes from knowing Jesus.
Yeah, and I love how that link of holiness, you can see that as he kneels before the Father. That's the same thing that Brother Jesse was talking about, the same thing we're talking about today, is going straight to the Father in reverence and holiness. And Jesus did that. And he, like you said before, Pastor Kathy, Jesus separated himself.
Right.
He went up to the mountain to pray and he got all of the noise out. And maybe that's for you today. Maybe you are bombarded with bad news or you're just constantly scrolling on social media or the news and you are getting filled with anxiety, fear. Just know that there's freedom from that right now when you go before Jesus and when you say, Lord, I want to have that quiet time with you, and he'll meet you wherever you are.
That's so good. I love that, Chrissy.
Yes.
It's so true. We've experienced it in our own lives.
Oh, yes.
And we want you to experience it. If you may have experienced it, but sometimes we slip away and we get busy.
Yeah.
The cares of life come in and
we
get off track. But I love what Paul wrote in the Philippian church. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Go back and read that and just meditate on that after this program, because it's going to set you free.
It sure is. The peace which surpasses all understanding. That means when everything seems like it's going crazy, we know in whom we've believed and we're fully persuaded that he's able to commit whatever keep whatever we commit to him. And
that's
I just think that it's powerful to know that no matter what the world's going through, you can have that peace. You can have that freedom and you can stand firm on the word of God and create a relationship with Jesus that's just seems impossible, but it's so doable.
I love that. You know, and another part about prayer, you have to be committed to prayer, but you also have to be courageous.
That's right. When
you're committed to prayer, God drops something in you, a force called faith. Because you spend time with him, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you hear more about what, in fact, when I get in the word of God and I read about all the different people that prayed and sought God and saw answers, it encourages me to stick with it and stay committed, but be courageous. In fact, that's the words that God spoke to Joshua. And because courage makes ordinary people do extraordinary things for God, even in the middle of impossible situations.
Yes.
And Joshua was in the middle of that. And I'm just going to read one or two verses in Joshua chapter 1. In fact, God was speaking to him because Moses had died. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult situation. Now Joshua had the responsibility to lead the nation.
Ooh, that's a big responsibility.
He had big shoes to fill.
He sure did. I mean, that's Moses.
You have to realize Moses relied upon God. Everything Moses did was because God was with him.
That's right.
And now God told Joshua, he says in verse 6, be strong and good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide the inheritance of the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. In verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, mm-hmm. that thou may observe and do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever you go, whithersoever, wow. It says in the King James. So it's so good. In fact, again in verse 9, he talks about how, have I not commanded thee? Mm-hmm. Repeats it again. Be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Be not afraid, neither about be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. When you know God is with you,
yes.
it changes the situation. You don't have to worry about what it looks like. But he was victorious in doing going in the battle and different things that he did for his nation.
Strong and courageous. I want to tell you today, you're strong, you're courageous, and God is with us wherever we go. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is just so encouraging. Why wouldn't you want to pray? Why, when you know that fact, mm-hmm. that you're strong, you're courageous, why wouldn't you want to go to the one that supplies all of it for you? When you feel a little weak and weary, you know, a lot of us tend to go to other things, fleshly things to try to get fueled up and excited. You know, I love my iced coffee, and there's nothing wrong with an iced coffee, but why not just say, Lord, come on, you have a supernatural supply of energy today. I might feel tired, I might feel weary, mm-hmm. but I want you to give me that energy and that boost that I need to get through my day or to walk through whatever you have for me, because I know victory's on the other side.
That's so good. You know, just thinking about how important it is when you're in a battle, mm-hmm. to go to the one who can give you up to the minute information.
That's right.
It's like when the army, we all know what we're experiencing now between mm-hmm. all that's going on in Israel and Iran and how, and I know that when President Trump sat with his cabinet, mm-hmm. they went in a brief, he was hearing briefings. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Where's the enemy at? When should we do this? And so you go to God, and they knew exactly where to go. They had researched it. But they didn't depend on their own knowledge. They went to those who knew.
Yes.
And so we don't depend on our own knowledge. We go to God Himself.
Hallelujah.
He has up-to-the-minute instructions, up-to-the-minute. Even when the enemy shifts in the night,
uh-huh.
You can get a briefing from the Holy Ghost, and He knows exactly where we're to go.
That's great.
And I think that's what we're seeing, too, with the Israeli army, mm-hmm. how they've got their people in the field, and that's an illustration of what God and His angels are out there in the middle of everything, and they can give us up-to-the-minute instructions so we can know exactly how to pray,
yes.
and exactly what to do, and so we can walk in our freedom and our victory.
Ooh, that's so great. Mm-hmm. Miss Kathy, I'm all stirred up today because just to think about how big God is, that the Lord is in control of that circumstance in the Middle East. He wants freedom for that. He also wants freedom for us personally. Mm-hmm. And that all we have to do is take up our responsibility and pray. And I encourage you all to pray for your leaders, whether you're a fan of them or not. It doesn't really matter. The Lord wants us to pray for them. He wants us to stand in agreement with what the Word says to see it come to pass in our nation. So that's just a beautiful thing to reflect on, especially on this day, on July 4th, Independence Day.
So true.
That we can just, you know, pray for our president, pray for our leaders in Congress, and even your local officials, or maybe you have a calling to go into politics. That's a beautiful thing for Christians to do in this time.
That's so good. You know, God is always looking for people that understand the importance of prayer, that are committed to stand in the gap mm-hmm. for the nations of the world. In fact, the Apostle Paul understood this, and in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, he wrote this, I exhort therefore that, first of all, so it's important,
first of all,
supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our mm-hmm. Savior, who will have all men to be saved, to come into the knowledge of the truth. See, when we pray for our leaders, not only does it affect the peace of God in our daily life, it also makes it easier for men to be saved and know the truth.
That's right.
And our commission to preach the gospel to the world is so much easier and more effective when we first intercede for the leaders of our nation. Because in the realm of the Spirit, we can pull down strongholds and clear the path so that truth can transform the hearts of mankind all over the world.
That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Just think about our world. If instead of all of, you know, the just horrendous things that are going on, riots and all of these things that are just filled with violence, if we turned towards Jesus, you know, Brother Jesse often says, get the world saved and we wouldn't see all of this mess.
In fact, that's our commission.
Yes.
He says when the gospel is preached or there's a witness mm-hmm. throughout the world, he says, then he's going to come. Mm-hmm. So we have a commitment to do that here at this ministry.
Yes, we do.
We're called to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And we're doing that every single day through
yes.
all the different outreaches of this ministry, including this program mm-hmm. and the traveling meetings that we do.
Oh, wow, yes.
In fact, we're planning in August, we're doing an international meeting. Be sure and watch out for that. We're going to be posting on all the social media platforms.
That's awesome.
Going to Canada, Scotland, mm-hmm. Bulgaria.
Yes. Nice, France.
And Zurich, Switzerland.
Yeah, wow.
So we're excited about all of that. And
That's
our partners
great.
Send us, help us to do all that we do, proclaim the gospel, but also go.
Yes.
There are people that are called to go and there are people that are called to send. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, partners, for sending us with the gospel and all the different ways and opportunities and outlets that happens. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. And if you're not a partner, you can become one. You can go to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, or our JDM app is my favorite way. We can select giving there because you never have to get out of it. You're right there still in it.
I love our app. And it's completely
it's
free.
Best.
And it has great things on there. You have to check it out if you haven't downloaded it.
Yeah, you're missing out if you haven't downloaded
you get it.
So
get it.
Partners, help us for making that available mm-hmm. for everybody free of charge.
I know. How
a lot
awesome.
Of apps, you got to charge for it. But this is so free. And because of this and all the different outlets and things that we've done over the years, in fact, we've intensified our social media outreach
oh, yes.
back in 2020 when the COVID hit. It was actually the enemy meant to shut down the church,
That's
but it
right.
lifted it up, our voice. Yeah. And I think it's well over 100 million
yes, ma'am.
Engagements we've had since we've intensified that. And so many people's lives are being reached. They're
yes.
changed.
Now, what I love about social media is that we can stay current. And, you know, you and Brother Jesse, you do the boardroom chats
every week
mm-hmm. which is so wonderful. And I get the honor to sit down and in the studio and to listen to it. I say it's my weekly Bible study with you both before the world sees
that.
It. And
yeah.
it's just great because we get to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world and how it applies to the Word of God and what you can do in your life to change your circumstance. And it's just freedom is found in the boardroom chats, in Glorious Living, in Faith the Facts, and all of the things that we're doing, daily content. We have a daily television show going out now. So
broadcast
we're ripping
TV.
And running
yeah,
the
we're
broadcast TV.
TV. We're hitting in-person meetings
Whew.
As well as social media.
You're doing it.
Hallelujah.
We're doing it. Yeah, it's
You're
good
doing
stuff.
It with
yes.
us too, partners. Thank you so much for being a part of helping us to reach people, change lives.
One soul at a time.
Hallelujah.
I love that. So much freedom found in God's word, and that freedom is available today. And I think that the main part of this broadcast that I love when we come in here in Glorious Living is that people will realize it's right. You can have a glorious life. You can be free from addiction and from pain and from sickness and sadness and debt and all of those things that the devil wants to trap you in to get rid of your plan, your vision, your purpose. But when we come here in Studio C every week, we're letting them know that's a lie from the enemy. You do have a plan. You have a vision to be fulfilled, and you can do it by prayer, by getting into the Word of God and knowing in whom you have believed.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to know the importance of prayer.
Yes.
This is what we're studying today because it is important. And when you realize that that's the beginning, and when you walk through that steps of going to God, talking to Him, realize that He wants you to be committed to prayer. He wants you to be courageous to stand for the truth that you find out in your Word because you have a promise, you have
that's
a vision,
right.
and be confident that God will direct your steps. That's what's so good. Those three C's. Remember, you got to be committed to prayer.
Committed.
You got to be courageous to stand for the truth
yes,
that you hear in the
courageous.
Word of God and pray, believe God for no matter how impossible it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Be courageous and be confident that God will direct your steps. You don't have to be in the dark. We can know that God does lead and direct His people. He says, if you're the
right.
children of God, you're led by the Spirit of God.
Ooh, I know I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I love that so much. And never be ashamed of the gospel. Never be ashamed of what the Word says. Even in these last days. I just find it so important for us to, of course, get into your prayer, but then what the Lord reveals to you in Scripture, take it out to your little corner of the world. You know, you say, you might not say, well, I'm not on social media much, or I don't have a pulpit or a ministry. Well, you have your family, mm-hmm. you have your community, you have your friends. Maybe the Lord's put somebody in your path that He's directing you to witness to. Whatever the case may be, God has a great plan for that situation. And all you have to do is get confident, get Amen. Courageous, and go witness and never be ashamed of the gospel.
That's so true. Every generation has a responsibility to shine for Jesus, to do what He's called us to do. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about July the 4th,
yes.
of Freedom, Independence Day, I want to read something from the 1787 Constitutional Convention that was on the verge of total failure over the issue of whether large states should have the same representation as small states. This was so powerful when I studied this out. In this hopeless situation, 81-year-old Benjamin Franklin wow. offered a suggestion. He was convinced that Psalm 127:1 was right in declaring, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. What wisdom. And he got it from the Word of God. So he said, I have lived, sir, this is a great quote from him. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convinced proofs I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without His notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without His aid? I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business. The motion was carried, and from then on prayer was offered each morning. And the change after prayer was introduced was so dramatic that within just a short while, an agreement was reached, which is still in effect today.
Come on.
That's
is that
great.
Not awesome?
That's a history of this nation.
Good old Ben Franklin. We love you, Ben. That's
but
great.
But he was led by the Spirit to yes. say that. And, you know, God could speak through people. If we listen to Him, He will raise up a voice that will speak to the situation in this nation and all the nations of the world. In fact, we have a promise that one day Jesus is going to come and He
yes.
is going to establish truth on the earth.
Oh, I'm so
here we are in the last of the last days.
It is.
But it's important that God uses each one of us to get in our proper position and be a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. Realize the importance of prayer. Stick to God. Let Him show you how to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, you can pray in the Holy Spirit.
That's
we believe
right.
in that.
That's right.
Because the Holy Spirit knows how to pray with groanings, He says, which can't be uttered. Mm-hmm. But He will lead you to pray in that way and also give you the understanding
yes.
to pray.
Yes. We're winners. We have the victory in Jesus. And it's just so great that we live in a nation where we can declare Jesus as Lord.
Amen.
And our founding fathers did that. What a beautiful example.
Yeah, we don't
to
have to think
on.
That someone's going to bust through with a rifle and arrest us, which
no.
they do in other nations.
I know how, yeah.
But we
it's
have
terrible.
Freedom, and we're thankful for that freedom. We give
yes,
God all the glory.
You,
He established
Jesus.
This nation of the United States of America based on the Word of God.
Yes.
And we have a responsibility in this generation to continue that, mm-hmm. that stand and stand for God.
Ooh, I love it.
I know.
That's so good. Pastor Kathy, I wish we had a little flag.
Well, we should.
The spirit.
We should have thought of that.
I know. next time.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to share about the importance of prayer with you. And
yes.
thanks, Chrissy, for coming with me
oh,
today.
Oh, I love it. Yes, ma'am. It's always a joy to be in Studio C and to talk about the Word of God.
Yes.
And to just fellowship with you. And if you need prayer, we have
yes.
a prayer team available for you. You can email us. You can comment your prayer request below. Or you can call us. And we have people around the clock ready to stand in prayer for you to see your freedom, your breakthrough,
Amen.
Whatever you need.
That's right. And I believe that you're experiencing another level of freedom right now. Just
yes.
go to God and ask Him about the things that you're concerned about, and you'll see the victory in your life as well.
That's great. Happy Independence Day,
That's
Pastor
right.
Kathy.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July
yes,
Independence
ma'am.
Day. Happy birthday, America, is
yes,
what we're
right.
going to say.
That's so
and
good.
Don't forget to come, and you still have time to make plans to come to Visionary. That the dates are July the 10th and the 11th,
yep.
right here at Jesse Plantis Ministries. The information's all there on the screen for you. We don't want to miss you seeing you there. We want you to come,
yes.
make a plan, because God is going to ignite your vision in a stronger way.
It sure will. We're going to see you there. We're so excited.
Yeah, okay, so one more time, happy birthday, America.
Yes, happy birthday, America.
God bless you, and I hope to see you next week right here at Studio C for another glorious living. God bless you.